Ukraine security issue.
President Volodymyr Zelensky welcomed the resolution of European Parliament recognizing Russia as sponsor of terrorism. This decision was supported by 494 members of European Parliament, 58 were against and 44 abstained. Volodymyr Zelensky emphasized that Russia used the means of terrorism. This state must be isolated at all levels and brought to justice in order to put an end to its long-term policy of terrorism in Ukraine and in the world. On Wednesday night, the Russian occupiers fired rockets at the maternity ward of the hospital in the city of Ilyinsk, Zaporizhia Oblast. A baby died. Alexander Khorunji, press officer of the State Service of Emergency Situations, announced this at briefing. The hit was in the two-story building of the maternity ward. At that time, there was a woman in labor with a newborn baby, as well as a doctor. As a result of the attack, the baby died, and our workers rescued the woman and the doctor from under the rubble and handed them over to medicine workers, said Alexander Khorunji. More than 70 billion hryvnias, this is the amount of damage to the national power company Ukrenergo due to Russian attacks. Prime Minister Denis Shmigal announced at the government meeting that as a result Ukraine did not sell electricity to European Union, and the energy workers are working hard to repair the damage. The situation remains difficult, but it is under control. This means that there will be disconnections of consumers in all regions. Outage schedules are in effect. We are trying to reduce them over time, but there is a frosty weather and we see that electricity consumption is increasing. Therefore, unfortunately, we do not rule out emergency shutdowns in certain situations. We call to save electricity and it remains critically important for us. This will protect us from unplanned emergency shutdowns, said Denis Shmigal. After Russian missile attack and explosions on Wednesday afternoon, the lights went out in some areas of the Ukrainian capital. The authorities reported that infrastructure facility had been hit and announced emergency power outages. Kyiv can expect the most difficult winter since the Second World War. In the worst-case scenario, perhaps part of the city will have to be evacuated, the mayor of the capital, Vitaly Klitschko, said in an interview with German newspaper Bild. Klitschko accused Vladimir Putin of trying to force the people of Kyiv to flee, using for this purpose strikes on civilian infrastructure and thus putting pressure on President Volodymyr Zelensky. I quote, "My impression is that people will only become angrier and more determined. We will not die and run away as Putin wants," said the mayor of Kyiv, calling on Germany to urgently send humanitarian aid, generators, warm clothes and other necessary items in addition to armaments for defense of Ukraine. However, the Ukrainian authorities hope that blackout will be avoided. The deputy head of the office of the president, Kirill Tymoshenko, assured that Ukrainians should not leave the country due to a possible blackout throughout Ukraine, as he hopes that it will not happen. In case of new massive Russian shelling and problems with energy supply in Ukraine, points of invincibility are being deployed. There people will be able to warm up, use mobile communication and internet for free, and also get medicine. As of now, more than 4,000 such spots have been prepared in Ukraine, and even more are planned to be deployed, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video message.
Пункти працюватимуть обов'язково при всіх.
The points will definitely work at all oblast and regional administrations, as well as at schools, buildings of the state emergency service, etc. A special internet site, neslamlist.gov.ua, is already operating, on which there is a map of such points throughout the country. It is constantly updated. You can find out where the nearest gas station, bank branch, pharmacy, store works on the website and in all points of invincibility. We all need to be prepared for any scenario, given what terrorists are fighting against our people and what they are trying to do. I am sure by helping each other, we will all be able to get through this winter together, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Ukraine is looking for equipment to repair transformers all over the world, but even abroad it is difficult to find it, said the chairman of the board of Ukrenergo, Volodymyr Kudrytsky. The voltage class used in Ukraine doesn't match the class used by European countries, he explained. Attacks on the energy infrastructure of Ukraine carried out by Russian troops will not affect either the combat capability of the defense forces or the mood of the civilian population, Deputy Minister of Defense Hanna Mahler announced on her Telegram channel. The majority of enemy missile strikes have recently been aimed at energy infrastructure facilities. These attacks primarily on civilian population, which is as indomitable as our military. Attacks on the energy industry will not help Russia strengthen its position in this war, she emphasized. According to the official, attacks on the energy industry will also not affect the combat capability of the Ukrainian military. During the retreat from the Red Bank of the Kherson region, the Russian military abducted several heads of communities who refused to cooperate with them. This is reported by the Ministry of Internal Affairs. The Russian occupation authorities hunted down people who did not agree to cooperate and remained in Kherson and the region. These are in particular public activists, former military personnel and law enforcement officers. The method of terror was used against the pro-Ukrainian residents of the city and region, Mykola Verbitsky, the head of the main department of the National Police of Kherson region, said. The method of terror was used. The place of residence of a person was established and they came with unauthorized searches at any time of the day. The person was detained and all possible legal methods were applied to her, from psychological to physical violence. There are people who were kept for 3 months or more. There are those whom the occupiers took with them to the Red Bank and beyond, said Mykola Verbitsky.